Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Christmas Secret by Karen Swan, read by Laura Main. Chapter 1. Mayfair, London, Friday the 1st of December, 2017. Alex Hyde's office? Louise Kennedy's clipped voice pierced the silence of a thickly carpeted room, whose still air was only otherwise punctuated by perfumed wafts from the snowball peonies. No, I'm sorry, she's not available. Who's calling, please? Her French manicured fingertips hovered, poised above the keyboard, the cursor on the screen flashing as she awaited the name. On the right side of the keypad, a red light was flashing. Another client incoming. She was like an air traffic controller managing the perpetual flow of aircraft coming into land. Rack'em, pack'em, stack'em. I will need a name if she's to... She was careful to avoid exhaling into the mic of her headset, as the caller prevaricated, not believing her, not used to being told no. Her fingers twitched in the air as though twiddling a pen, restless to get on. The red light still blinking. She had to pick up within the minute. One never knew when it could be urgent, and at this level, urgent meant exactly that. Jobs, fortunes, very lives could be on the line. No, that isn't possible. One threaded eyebrow arched as the caller's voice became more strident. Because she's in New York. Her eyes fell to the red light again. That's confidential, she said, more briskly, more than used to dealing with self-importance. It was probably the single most common defining trait of Alex's clients. It was probably what enabled them to become one of Alex's clients in the first place. But I can ask her to call you. Does she know what it's in regard to? Her fingers twitched again. Outside, the blue lights of an ambulance whirled past the mint-grey slatted windows. The woolly white sky tumbled thick with rain clouds. People in heavy coats walked past in profile, heads bent to their phones, the pavement still slick from the last cloudburst a few minutes earlier. Her lips pursed as the man talked. She had thought as much. I see, so this is a new client inquiry. His presumptive tone had suggested deep personal acquaintance, but in all likelihood they had perhaps shaken hands at a cocktail party, or Alex's name had come up at a celebratory dinner, murmured in hushed tones and passed over with the same furtive secrecy as a mason's handshake. I'm afraid we operate a waiting list, and Miss Hyde doesn't have any openings before May. Her eyes glanced across to the red light, still there, just 10 seconds.